K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Veronica.
Veronica, you are caller 20.
No way.
Yes way. You got on the standby boarding list for Royal Otis in Mexico City.
No way. Thank you. Perfect.
One of my favorite songs are from Nine Inch Nails. They are playing Honda Center March 10th. It's Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb, a public proposal gone wrong. Couldn't love it more. A congressman is calling for an investigation into Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime show for, quote, excessive twerking. I saw excessive twerking at the Gobi and Coachella. What's up with Florida on the way? The 420 catch of the day is a bizarre song that I think you'll like. In the 5 o'clock hour, we have Violent Femmes tickets at Yamaha February 28th, and we will continue to qualify you to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That is absolutely incorrect.
Got a wild story of a Super Bowl party gone wrong this past weekend that involves San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Keon White and rapper Lil Baby. Details are coming up on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Got another chance for you to qualify to see Royal Otis in Mexico City coming up. First, the story of a crazy Super Bowl party last weekend. Strippers, 9mm shells, and NFL's Keon White shot following a dispute with rapper Lil Baby for crashing a Super Bowl party event. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Keon White was reportedly shot in the ankle. How did he get shot in the ankle? What were they aiming at? This happened early Monday on a Mission District nightclub. The shooting occurred during an apparent dispute involving rapper Lil Baby, who had performed hours earlier in San Francisco. Two groups were involved in the altercation around 4 a.m. at Dahlia's, a bar and after-hours club on Mission Street. According to police, there was shouting. They got into a fight. Security and Lil Baby's entourage attempted to forcefully enter White's private section, and an argument allegedly ensued, leading to an argument between the rapper and the NFL player. And then San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Keon White was reportedly shot in the ankle. Witnesses couldn't identify the shooter because they claimed to have walked away to notify management of the drama, but did confirm hearing multiple gunshots go off. When they returned, White was bleeding from a dangerous wound to the leg. Topless women were sweeping up dollar bills when police entered the club to investigate at 4:06 a.m. As I entered, I saw numerous scantily clad females picking up dollar bills that were strewn all over the floor, the police report says. Some of the females were topless and appeared to have been adult entertainers. I mean, I think that's a pretty easy call when they're crawling around the floor picking up dollar bills. I went to the wrong Super Bowl party. Got another chance for you to qualify to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. Keep listening for your chance to win. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Joy.
Joy, you're caller 20. You're on the standby boarding list.
No way.
Yep.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Monday morning, Klein Alley is going to do a drawing, and your name is in the drawing to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Okay, I'm so excited. I love them.
Do you like public proposals? I can't stand them. I don't know why I always root against them. There was a musical duo, Bootleg Rascal. They kicked off their new tour in Brisbane, Australia on January 10th. And there was an awkward moment. Apparently, the manager had informed them that somebody wanted to propose on stage during the third song. So during the third song, a guy climbs up to take the microphone. He called his partner over and he starts talking to her and to the audience. And he said, "We've seen the band 2 years before. It's our favorite band. And I thought today, why not? Maybe today is the time." And finally it happened. She started shaking her head no, like, do not get down on one knee. Whatever you're doing, don't do that. And he got down on one knee, and she shook her head aggressively and turned and ran. And it was one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. Here's the audio from the show. Gets down on one knee. She runs. Love it. Couldn't love it more.
What?
Oh, my God.
Who do you think this is legit, though? I don't know. So I think there's a bit of a promotional stunt.
Rumors and the social media after because of whatever this bootleg rascal's new song is.
All right, so the morning show hosts that are talking about this after they see the clip are wondering if it's a tie-in with the band's new song.
Apparently, they think it might be something to do with it. But, you know, I hope he got paid a lot because that's some significant personal humiliation there. And it wasn't just...
Oh, so they think that it's a guy that was hired to play the role of the proposer. From what I could tell, it was an actual proposal.
No, honey, I'm not ready.
Just turn around.
No.
She did shake her head aggressively, like, don't get down on one knee. And then she turned and ran. And I always root for that because I believe that people like that hijack our entertainment. We want to see a band. We don't want to see you propose to your supposed future wife. Get off our stage. So I'm always rooting for her to run away. That's the best case scenario. And it happened this time, finally.
Well, I think it was a pretty clear no. Yeah.
If that's real, that is pretty embarrassing.
I hope this wasn't just a TikTok. I always want this to happen. I want to be able to trust that it was real. Got a pretty strange song for you in about an hour for the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. You will not believe what a congressman is trying to look into the halftime performance of Bad Bunny for. I'll give you the details coming up right after System of a Down on K-Rock. Another chance for you to qualify for that trip to see Royal Otis in Mexico City coming up in a little over 20 minutes. Texas congressman calls for investigation into Bad Bunny's Super Bowl halftime performance, citing, quote, widespread twerking. Yeah. U.S. Congressman Andy Ogles is now calling for an investigation into Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance, citing issues such as widespread twerking. He said the performance featured widespread twerking, grinding, pelvic thrusts, and other sexually suggestive content. Here is the news.
Lawmaker wants to investigate Bad Bunny's Super Bowl performance for...
All right, what do you think this Tennessee congressman is trying to get in an investigation into the Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny? That's right. Widespread twerking.
Widespread twerking.
I have tickets for widespread twerking at the Trube. I hope this doesn't ruin things.
Representative Andy Ogle says the halftime show was full of sexually suggestive content, and he wants to hold Spanish-speaking content to the same standard of English concerts.
If only there was a way to translate the language of Bad Bunny to English, but it's impossible. If he had just looked... He would see that he's saying she sucks my lollipop, and there's a tremendous amount of dirty stuff in there. But you could use some examples of the language if you just looked it up once. But instead, I think you're probably bringing these charges based on the color of his skin.
Ogles has sent a letter to the Committee on Energy and Commerce, which oversees broadcast regulations, to examine Bad Bunny's show in detail.
They want to make sure that Spanish is held to the same standard as English. And by the way, that's never been true. When I was on the Kevin and Bean show in the mornings on K-Rock, Spanish stations could say whatever they wanted on morning shows. No one cared even a little bit. But Bad Bunny has brown skin, and so let's look into it. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, you're caller 20.
Woo! No way. That is awesome.
You're on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City. The drawing is Monday morning.
Sweet. I look forward to hearing my name.
It is world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day, which is a little stranger than normal, so I can't wait for you to hear it. Megan Holliday is here now for with three things at four, he tried to say.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, just 11 days after being sentenced to 90 days in jail, a woman accused of squatting in a $2.3 million Maryland home is reportedly back inside of the property.
What?
Neighbors say Tamika Good had been living in the house for nearly a year, even showcasing it on social media as if it were her own before being arrested on burglary and trespassing charges. She was found guilty but released after posting a $5,000 appeal bond. And now residents say she's returned to the home with another squatter. Police say because they've been there more than 30 days, they've established residency status, meaning it's now a legal headache to get them out. So she is due back in court for the first one of getting arrested, and the other squatter is dealing with an active bench warrant. So they sound like stand-up citizens.
Ridiculous.
And this, I just found this to be so funny. This is what Tamika's lawyer had to say.
Well, Miss Good did her research. She found out that a certain property was under the control of a certain group, and that there was a title issue. Due to the title issue, she was able to assume the property under squatter's rights.
Good old squatter's
rights. Wow, squatter's
rights. Crazy. Okay, number two. A routine trash pickup took a shocking turn yesterday afternoon in Canoga Park when a woman was discovered on top of a garbage truck. A garbage truck driver was servicing dumpsters along his route, and he inspected a dumpster before emptying it into his truck, confirming it appeared to contain only trash. After dumping the contents into the truck, he paused before activating the truck's compactor, a decision that likely prevented serious injury or death. He looked up, he saw a woman standing on top of the pile of trash inside the truck.
The
fire department responded to the scene as a technical rescue and safely removed the woman from the truck. During the incident, the woman placed a bucket over her head and later threw it down, nearly striking a firefighter below. Crews were able to assist her down from the truck without injury. However, before the paramedics could conduct a medical evaluation, the woman ran off into a nearby alley. It remains unclear how long she had been inside the dumpster prior to pickup or what circumstances led to the incident. And I will tell you right now what led to the incident. That is a lot of meth.
Yep.
It's a lot of meth we're talking about.
Yep.
And number three, Mark Parisi made headlines after volunteering for a U.S. clinical research study in which one of his testicles was surgically removed and replaced with a prosthetic so doctors could study how the body reacts to implants. The procedure was part of a legal regulated medical trial, and he was paid about $35,000 for participating. Parisi has said he viewed it as a practical financial decision and planned to use the money to buy a Nissan. You know, the old testicle for a Nissan swap.
Sure.
Everyone's doing that now. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is from an artist named Jaguar Twin. It's just a dude. He's named Brandon Roy Ronsky. And he has formed many bands. Dead Letter Diaries, I Alaska, Canary Dynasty, and now Jaguar Twin. Adopted the name Jaguar Twin as a reference to Mayan jaguar mythology, like we all do. And this is a pretty bizarre song called Welcome to the Circus. It's Jaguar Twin featuring St. Lucius. Sorry, Sir Lucius. I love everything about this. 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. That is the 420 Catch of the Day. Welcome to the Circus. Jaguar Twin featuring Sir Lucius. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we are going to ask for your stories on the phone.
And for the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
I am the Highway. That's Audio Slave. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday at K-Rock. Last week, there was a lot of press before the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It was 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, between the last game and the Super Bowl. So they get all kinds of media asking all kinds of questions. And I saw somebody that was asking the players who their celebrity crush was.
Uh-huh.
And two of them, it would not surprise you, mentioned Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And one of them was like, Sydney Sweeney. The other was like, I was going to pick Sydney Sweeney, but he already picked him. So I'm not sure what I could do about that.
Yeah.
So I thought we would take calls today at 800-520-1067 about your celebrity crushes, especially if it's a little odd.
Yeah. Like if you have a little bit of a different taste.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You kind of get made fun of because that person is a strange choice.
Right.
That's what we're looking for. I have a celebrity crush. It's not strange, I don't think, but it's Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly fell in love with her when she did the Saturday Night Live rap.
Oh,
have
yeah,
you seen
yeah, yeah.
the Natalie
oh, yeah.
Portman
of course,
rap?
Yes.
Oh, my God, is that funny.
Yeah, she's a badass, and she doesn't take herself too seriously.
Yes, I love that.
Which I love.
You have one?
Yeah, mine is Steve Buscemi.
No, wow.
Well, you said the weirder the better.
Yeah, sure.
No, but my real one is Robert Downey Jr.
I can see that.
I adore him. I think he's hilarious, and I think he's hot. So.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. All right. 800-520-1067. Who is your celebrity crush, especially if you get made fun of for it? We'll take your calls and your texts.
And for the best phone call, we've got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
Your celebrity crush, 800-520-1067. What is your weird celebrity crush is the question. 800-520-1067 is the number.
323 said, hands down, my celebrity crush is Janine Garofalo. Her dry, witty humor mixed with the 90s alternative style makes my heart race. Funny enough, Violent Femmes I discovered due to my love for the Reality Bites soundtrack.
Wow.
Which is perfect because that's
the
grand prize.
It's a full circle moment.
It really is.
Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Charlie,
your caller 20.
Woo! Oh my gosh,
you are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.
Oh, that's so good and dope. Thanks so much.
I do not know how she sings that night after night.
She's
that's crazy.
So good.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
That is crazy. It's Linkin Park. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. We're taking your phone calls on celebrity crushes, especially if they're a little weird.
Yeah.
800-520-1067 is the phone number.
And for the best call, we've got your tickets to see Violent Femmes at Yamava Theater on February 28th.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I got a weird crush.
All right, your weird celebrity crush. Who do you got?
Tilda Swinton in Constantine and The Chronicles of Narnia.
Wow. Yeah, that's
not
definitely...
Not at other times.
What do you mean, not at other times? You mean only in those movies?
Specifically something about those, yeah.
Huh. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Huh.
All right.
That's a strange choice, I gotta be honest. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, yes.
But, wow. All right.
I deliver.
You really do. Thank you for that.
K-Rock, hello.
My celebrity crush is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, you're definitely not alone with that one.
You and all 18-year-olds. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. I would like to join in the celebrity crush.
Let's hear it.
Winona Ryder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Where, I mean, I feel like she is someone that not all people get it.
I don't think I get it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people who are super into that.
That's a solid choice.
Yeah.
Right on the line of some people get, some people don't.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kev. I just wanted to call to say that my random crush was Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid choice.
Yeah.
She's married to a Jonas brother.
Jonas, that's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Or the whole band. I don't know exactly.
I get the randomest of looks whenever I say Priyanka Chopra, and they're like, really?
No, she's beautiful.
She's hot. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
K-Rock, hello.
Kevin, longtime fan, watch all the time him.
You're hilarious.
So my weird celebrity crush is Sean Astin.
Oh!
Sean Astin. Interesting.
Okay, how did this start?
Well, he was my first celebrity crush. I was 5 when I watched Goonies, so I fell in love with Mikey.
Sure.
But I've just loved him ever since. I just love him. I loved him as Lord of the Rings.
Did you see him in Stranger Things?
Oh, yes. I can't watch his death. I refuse. I make my family tell me when it's done. Because I can't.
You are loyal. I love this.
You can't watch when he dies. It's great.
No, it breaks my heart. Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel. Is there a reason you're mumbling? Are you at work?
No.
All right.
I guess. I'm right here.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
No better.
Zooey Deschanel.
So you're saying Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel.
All right, dude. We got it.
Yep.
Zooey Deschanel.
All right. Good
Your
one.
Your celebrity crush. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah. I have a celebrity crush. Mine is Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age. And
nice.
Growing up, no one knew who that was.
Yeah, I can see that. What do you mean no one knows who that is?
Well, I'm 27, so when I was everyone thought I was crazy because they loved the Jonas Brothers instead.
Gotcha.
That's very true.
You have taste that is beyond your years.
Yes.
What is your weird celebrity crush?
So we have someone listening from the Bay Area, and they said, my weird celebrity crush is Kevin James. That's a hard pass for me. It's a hard pass.
Same.
We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about your weird celebrity crushes.
Stanley from Burbank texted in, and he said, the Pink Ranger from Power Rangers. And that is a really good choice.
Do they take off their helmets?
They do. Kimberly Hart. She was a total babe. I like that. Very creative. Extra points for creativity.
It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are taking your phone calls on weird celebrity crushes.
Yeah, I have to admit I have a weird celebrity crush.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, it's Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
She's the sister that they won't ever let take over because she's a woman?
Yeah, and she's badass, and it's all.
Wow.
How did you develop a crush on her?
All right, she had a weird meme where she, like a little anime cartoon where she was running around right when he became dictator, and it was, she just looked really cute.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I did not see this one coming.
I didn't
either. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty great. That's a good choice.
Thank you. I think so, too.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi. Tim Curry.
Tim Curry,
wow.
I can see. That's a good
I
one.
I'm in love with Tim Curry, yeah.
What was the movie that did it for you?
You know, that's a good question. I am a big Clue fan, so I think that's where I first fell in love with him, but the weirder, the better.
All right.
Oh, nice.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Julian Anderson from The X-Files.
Oh, Julie. Yeah, that's a solid choice right there.
Yeah.
I've always found her hot.
I wish that she was in more stuff after X-Files.
Yeah.
You know?
She lives in Britain,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Little blips here and there, but I thought she was awesome. I thought she was just quirky and just always out there to watch Mulder's back. That was great.
Agreed.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
My weird celebrity crush is Steve Buscemi.
Oh, my God! I threw that out there as a joke earlier.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. No, I really do.
Steve Buscemi, what is it that you like about him? His teeth?
I mean, his teeth, yes, no. I don't know. All his Adam Sandler movies, I grew up watching them, and he was just played the quirky guy. And when I find out he thought he was a volunteer firefighter during 9/11, I just... my heart melted even harder.
So. Wow.
Oh, I love that.
Something. All right.
Oh, my God.
Got
Steve
a
Buscemi.
Lot of good, weird crushes.
We did, but we know there's one that takes the cake.
It has to be, because who gets a crush on the anime cartoon of Kim Yo-jong?
This is Dan.
Dan, what the hell, man?
Well, okay, first of all, you have to know power is the ultimate aphrodisiac, right?
Okay.
And she, I mean... looks, power. I mean, there's also the danger factor.
Ooh.
So you might be killed just for having a crush on her?
I honestly might. I mean, it might have been a bad idea to call you guys.
I know. That's what I was thinking right now. Dan, be careful.
Well, hopefully you can make it to the concert. The Violent
Femmes. Awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Yeah, heck yeah. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin and Megan. We have something for you in less than 10 minutes.
Get on the standby boarding list to see Royal Otis in Mexico City.